This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, welcome back to IRIP English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life, and once again I have the honor today to be here next to you. I am Bita, and in this program we are discussing some hints, we are discussing some ways and some religious principles in order to have a better life. The interesting fact in the last episodes that we had was the point that we were discussing the concept of death, despite the fact that this program is about life. And you see, there is a delicate and beautiful connection and revelation between these two. This has a lot to tell us. As you remember, in the last episode, we were talking about one of the reasons of the fear that we have towards death, which is no longer participating in life. You know, many people cannot conceive life without their involvement. Humans also fear death because, you know, they view death as an annihilation of their person, a radical person transformation, a threat to the meaningfulness of life, and a threat to the completion of life projects. Not knowing what happens after death also has been linked both to eternal questions of mortality and immortality, and to the fear of the unknown by many human beings. You know, although advances in medical science and pharmacology have helped reduce the pain associated with some illnesses and injuries, they also often compromise the individual's ability to communicate and be involved with others. The prolongation of life, as I discussed it for you in the last episode, and the physical and financial expenses associated with medical care can cause an individual to become dependent on others for support, with an accompanying loss of self-esteem and self-confidence. Further, because of the use of modern medical technology, many people are confined to hospital settings for their final days, away from their known surroundings. This confinement often leads to social isolation that can exacerbate someone's fear of dying alone. As you see, there are many underlying reasons that will make the fear of death a kind of conditioned fear. And most humans have difficulty conceptualizing their non-physical existence. And this is exactly because of the lack of a spiritual belief that we are facing in modern world, that I talked so many times about this concept in last episodes, that, you know, we are living in a world full of losing ourselves, full of false pieces of information, and full of denial of non-physical existence. And the prospect of non-being can be fearful to many people as the consequence of whatever we talked about. They cannot conceive of life without their participation. Many humans also fear death due to its destruction of the living person's existence. So existence itself is one of the biggest sources of fear of death. So let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need,
all I need,
all I need,
all I need, and I know that you see how much you you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
This is For a Better Life, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the fear of losing your existence and the state of denial of non-physical existence that we are facing in the modern world. You know, the finality of death may cause fear if an individual thinks that her or his life has not had meaning, you know, or that she or he has not completed a particular life task. When death is imminent, she or he may feel that she or he has not accomplished enough to reflect a purpose and value for having lived. Okay, when you feel like you did nothing through your life, you weren't that valuable, you're afraid of death because you need more opportunities, you need more time to at least convince yourself that you are something valuable. Many people, you know, also view death as an obstacle to the completion of life projects, such as parenting young children or completing a career goal or whatever. As you see, all of these are some kind of materialistic goals that we are facing. The more materialistic we are, the more we are afraid of death. Not being able to complete a life goal could be considered a sign of failure and add to the fear of death. You know, the transformation from life to death also can be frightening due to the unknown nature of what happens after death. Despite the fact that we have a lot of narrations, we have a lot of stories, and we have a lot of verses in Holy Quran itself from the religious point of view in order to keep other people aware about what will happen in the afterlife. But unfortunately, in Western countries and in other countries which are non-Muslim, we are facing this problem of not being aware of what will happen in the afterlife. And this is one of the strongest reasons, underlying reasons, of the fear that we are facing towards death. To complete death, that meeting point of life and non-life, that absence of a self, that absence of a future, that experience that is not experienceable, is it, you know, any wonder that this Neverland makes death seem forbidding and forbidden. This was actually written was by one of the psychologists in the 1973, which was kind of interesting for me. The you know, perplexing look that they have towards death, because, you know, they're not sure about what will happen in the afterlife, what will happen to us, and what will be the end of the day. And I think the main reason of all these feelings of being lost in emptiness comes from the point that they don't believe in the resurrection day. When you know everything you do is going to be judged by Allah Almighty, when you are sure of His justice, the divine justice that we believe in our religion, all of these aspects together will relieve your pain. And this is beautiful. You know, religious beliefs and practices can be beneficial to help some individuals deal with their fears of the unknown related to death. Religious beliefs and rituals can sometimes help reduce this fear of the unknown. For the last part of the episode, stay tuned and stay with us. As promised, we're back again here with you and next to you, dear listeners. You're listening to Arab English Radio, and this is For a Better Life. Talking about the fear of death, we talked about so many underlying reasons of this fear and the form of this fear and so many other details. Fear is a human emotion to, you know, a perceived threat to one's sense of well-being. To approach death unprepared can cause fear. To accept death, one must be prepared. So, philosophical, religious, and psychological reasoning can prepare one for death, for one to become comfortable with one's own mortality in this life, not the whole soul of human being, and not fear their own death or the death of others. They should engage in modifying their personal constructs regarding death and learn to accept death as a normal part of our human existence. And at the end of the day, the mindset that you have towards death and the way that you define, the definition that you have in your brain and your mind about death itself, is exactly the main root of your fear. When you see death as a bridge to another world, which is really more beautiful than the world that we are living in, then death is not fearful, death is not scary, death even is more beautiful than what you think. So it's all about you, And it's all about the way you look at life and you look at death and you look at yourself. Sometimes you have to sit somewhere and, you know, drink a cup of tea, thinking about the concept of death in order to get an approach, a way to have a better life. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me. You can listen to more episodes for a better life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.